A book review from Books at a Glance by G.T. Tran. From Ancient Text to Valid Application, a Practical Exploration of Parable Theology and Preaching. Biblical preaching demands not only right explanation, but also valid application. While preachers tend to focus on the former, the latter is often neglected. Recently, Abraham Kuruvilla has proposed a methodology which aids preachers in finding valid applications. One of his students, Josiah Boyd, has taken up a project which tests the effectiveness of Kuruvilla's methodology. The results are what we find in this book. The book consists of 5 chapters and 3 appendices. The 5 chapters make up approximately 2/3 of the book, while the appendices take up about 1/3 of the book. In chapter 1, Boyd identifies a pertinent challenge for all preachers, finding valid and binding applications. He contends, quote, "It is only with the intended application of the biblical author, growing out of the divine demand of the Word of God, that any contemporary communicator can wield such authority." Close quote. Chapter 2 surveys 12 common definitions of preaching and concludes that, quote, "For those who mentioned it at all, application is an appendix to the dissertation of interpretation. It is the dessert served after a fine meal. Nice and enjoyable if you have room to spare, but altogether unnecessary." Close quote. One explanation for this phenomenon is the collective uncertainty as to how it, the application, is accomplished with conviction and precision. To put it bluntly, we apply the word, but we don't really know how. The rest of the chapter summarizes Kuruvilla's methodology, which consists of a specific theology, pericopal theology, and a specific hermeneutic, Christiconic. A pericope refers to a manageable portion of scripture used for preaching. In order to determine the pericopal theology of any biblical passage, the preacher must not only discern what the biblical author says, but also what the author does with what he says. This discernment is crucial since without it, quote, "application of the text is a guessing game," close quote. Further, Kuruvilla argues that each pericope of Scripture portrays a facet of the image of Christ, and that by submitting oneself to the demand of the pericope, in example, pericopal theology, one is progressively being conformed into Christ's image. See Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Chapter 3 tests Kuruvilla's hermeneutic and theology with a 4-part sermon series on the book of Jonah. The majority of participants come from Oak Ridge Bible Chapel, where Boyd serves as the primary teaching pastor. They are invited to take a 25-question multiple-choice survey of Jonah 2 times, one before the sermon and one after it. Boyd hypothesizes that after listening to these sermons, participants would grow in 3 areas: 1, biblical knowledge; 2, theological understanding; and 3, applicational discernment. Chapter 4 reveals that the results confirm all 3 hypotheses, and in Chapter 5, Boyd interprets the researcher's results, describes its limitations, and draws out further implications for future study and pastoral ministry. In short, he urges that Kuruvilla's pericopal theology and Christiconic interpretation be adopted. The 3 appendices consist of 1. A theological foci for the book of Jonah, 2. Boyd's sermon maps, outlines, and manuscripts, and 3, the 25-question multiple-choice survey given to the participants of OBC. Boyd's writing is concise and coherent. The layout of the 5 chapters is logical. Boyd skillfully walks readers through his research journey from A to Z. The various charts and graphs summarizing his research aid readers' comprehension. Further, I enjoy reading his sermon maps and manuscripts. Having familiarized myself with Kuruvilla's writings, I conclude that Boyd faithfully represents Kuruvilla's approach. Meanwhile, I maintain 2 critiques. First, I wish the survey of preaching literatures provided in Chapter 2 could have been more extensive. In fact, all of the authors whom Boyd examines are 20 or 21st century homileticians, men like Mayhew, Dever, Robison, Holliford, Lloyd-Jones, Stott, Chappell, Allen, Keller, Sunnagian, Begg, Gilbert. Stressing the survey further back a few centuries earlier, perhaps starting from the Reformation, would have demonstrated the neglect of application more convincing. Second, although the results confirm all three of Boyd's hypotheses, some of the limitations he describes appear to challenge the effectiveness of Kruijvilla's methodology. For example, the research lacks a control group. As a result, he postulates whether similar growths would be observable when a different preaching method be implemented, say, Brian Chappell's redemptive historical hermeneutic. As Boyd acknowledges, quote, ultimately, there was no control group that could increase the confidence that it was indeed the parakletos theology and Christoconic hermeneutics responsible for the change observed, close quote. Moreover, another potential limitation of the project is that, quote, participants simply regurgitated what they had memorized from the individual messages presented, rather than understood the movement from text to praxis being demonstrated, close quote. Hence, Boyd concludes, quote, the current research project is limited in its ability to measure the level at which participants understood why an applicational command is valid and why others are not, close quote. Overall, From Ancient Text to Valid Application is a fresh investigation of a refreshing homiletical approach. I recommend Boyd's book as well as that of his mentor, Privilege the Text, for further study.